The headlines this hour, US media reports say over 1,000 Pakistanis have died in American drone attacks. Dubai seeks arrest warrants for the Israeli Prime Minister and spy agency head after further probes into a Hamas official's assassination. And the Chilean president deploys double the number of troops to 14,000 to stop looting in the quake-hit areas.
Well, it's 2:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching another bulletin of world news here on Press TV.
Thanks for joining us. Our top story this hour. U.S. drone attacks have killed over 1,200 people in Pakistan within the past 6 years. That's according to a report by the Washington-based think tank New American Foundation. The report says the U.S. military has launched 114 raids in Pakistan since 2004. It also says one-third of those killed are Pakistani civilians. The U.S. military claims that the air raids target Pakistani militants. The attacks have already drawn strong condemnation from both the Pakistani public and government. Islamabad says the raids are counterproductive.
Well, staying with Pakistan now, a powerful bomb blast in southwestern Pakistan has killed at least 2 people and wounded 5 more. Police say the bomb exploded at a cultural function of a local engineering college in Balochistan province. No group or individual has claimed responsibility for the blast as yet. Security forces have cordoned off the entire area and have begun an investigation.
Now, NATO says 7 of its soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan in the last 48 hours. According to the International Security Assistance Force, ISAF, one soldier was killed during a gun attack on Tuesday. This a day after 6 other troops were killed in one of the worst days for the alliance this year. The latest death brings to 108 the number of foreign soldiers killed in the Afghan war so far in 2010. One of the 6 soldiers was British, but the nationalities of the others have not been released. The deaths come as NATO forces work to consolidate control over the former Taliban stronghold of Marjah in the southern province of Helmand. Well, earlier Press TV's correspondent Faiz Khorshi told us more about the worsening situation of the war against the Taliban in Afghanistan.
Many here in Kabul, if you talk to experts and people on the streets, they blame the recent U.S. Offensive in the town of Marjah as the key factor behind the recent upsurge of violence that have inflicted heavy casualties on the foreign troops as well as civilian side. And we are receiving report from Afghan sources saying that more than 20 Afghan civilians were killed in the past 4 days in the by the Taliban-led bombings that were aimed to target the foreign troops' convoys, but civilians were killed in southern Afghanistan. So the situation is worsening and the battle is raging now, especially in southern Afghanistan. And we are also hearing from the U.S. military saying that they are going to launch another operation in Kandahar, a province in southern Afghanistan, to drive the Taliban militants out of this province. But people are deeply concerned, and they say that this will only cause civilian casualties, and this operation will not prevent the Taliban militants from attacking the foreign troops in Afghanistan.
Former Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi says the country's upcoming elections will be marred by fraud and violence.
Fraud?
Yeah.
I'm certain there will be fraud. We accept a degree of fraud. But we see how things are going now and moving, the way they are moving. It's very clear that the atmosphere is not relaxed. The intimidation, the arrest, the banning, the overall structure of the elections is not encouraging, is not really compatible with a fair elections.
Iyad Alawi made the comments in an interview with Press TV. When asked about his recent meeting with Saudi officials in Riyadh, he said the visit was part of a regional tour. Alawi leads a secular coalition in parliamentary elections. He's accused of being under the influence of Saudi Arabia and pro-Saddam Hussein elements blamed for deadly violence in Iraq. Alawi has criticized the banning of pro-Saddam candidates from running in the elections. He predicts the move will trigger more violence.
Iraqi Vice President Adel Abdel Mahdi has told Press TV about certain issues that have shaken Iraq prior to the upcoming elections there.
Today, there are more than 1 million security forces in Iraq. This comes after the increasing terror attacks in the country. But the question is, will these huge security forces play a major role in the elections? It's not right and not allowed for politicians to use the security forces for their own benefits. But unfortunately, there are some politicians who use the forces to serve their own benefits. This is wrong. The security forces should only provide.
Well, Abdel Mahdi says Iraq is anxious to get all foreign soldiers out of the country. He says the agreement is clear. All U.S. forces must leave Iraq by 2011. He stressed that the pullout date will not change. Abdel Mahdi says Iraq is on the right track for a new beginning. He said some neighboring countries can play a role to either achieve or destroy that goal. He added that not only some neighboring countries support the terrorists in Iraq, but some people from within the nation support violence as well. He said these issues will be dealt with and Iraq will find out which direction it will be heading after this month's elections.
Well, meanwhile, Baghdad and Damascus seek stronger bilateral ties before Iraq's upcoming key elections. Iraqi Vice President Tariq al-Hashimi has met with the top Syrian officials to discuss ways of improving regional peace and security, as well as preparations for Iraq's upcoming parliamentary vote. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said he hoped that the March 7th elections would pave the way for a national accord among all Iraqis. Hashimi also thanked Syria for its support of Iraqi refugees.
Now, an international tribunal on Israeli war crimes has urged the European Union to live up to its commitments to the Palestinians. The Russell Tribunal, which seeks to mobilize international opinion, says the EU is complicit in Israel's brutalization of the Palestinians. The tribunal delegates argue that the Israelis are denying the Palestinians' right of self-determination. Prominent politicians, academics and eyewitnesses give testimony of Israel's treatment of Palestinians and the EU's response
Israel
to it.
To violate all international norms, the Geneva Convention, humanitarian law, it simply ignores all of those. It has ignored every single United Nations resolution that has been directed at it. And in the face of all of that, the EU continues to trade with Israel. There is one simple mechanism which it can employ. In the trade agreement with Israel, embedded in the agreement is a commitment and an obligation to observe human rights, to observe democracy, and to observe the Treaty of Rome. Israel has singularly failed to do that. Equally, the EU and the member states have singularly failed to address that.
Dubai says it is seeking arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the head of Israel's spy agency. This comes as investigations intensify on the assassination of a Hamas official in Dubai. Dubai Police Chief Dani Khalfan says he has demanded the arrest warrants as he is now certain that Tel Aviv ordered the hit on Mahmoud al-Mabhouh from more than a month ago. Police have identified 26 suspects from the hit squad accused of being agents of Israel's Mossad spy agency. Authorities say al-Mabhouh was drugged and then suffocated to death in a five-star hotel. Police say the suspects entered Dubai with fake passports using the identities of people from Britain, Ireland, France, Australia and Germany before fleeing the Emirates.
Israel's foreign minister is being questioned for allegedly obstructing a corruption investigation against him. Police suspect that Avigdor Lieberman managed to obtain covert information regarding the probe from Israel's former ambassador to Belarus. According to the allegations, Ambassador Zev Ben-Arya did not pass on the information in a discreet way, as requested. He's suspected of handing over Lieberman a copy of the request when Lieberman visited Belarus in 2008. Lieberman is now under suspicion for advancing Ben-Arya's position in the foreign ministry in exchange for his help. Lieberman and his associates are suspected of establishing several companies to launder millions of shekels.
Acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas is in Egypt to persuade Arab states to enter indirect talks with Israel. Abbas and his delegation held talks with 15 Arab foreign ministers and members of the follow-up committee for peace in Cairo. The two-day meetings focus on a U.S. proposal for normalization of ties between Arab states and Israel. In exchange, the initiative demands Israel's full withdrawal from the Arab territories creation of a Palestinian state and an equitable solution for Palestinian refugees. Abbas has said his decision on the resumption of talks with Tel Aviv depends on the outcome of the meeting. A final statement is expected to approve only indirect talks through U.S. envoy to the Middle East, George Mitchell.
Now, an international tribunal in Spain has called on the European Union to stop its military and economic support for Israel. The Russell Tribunal on Palestine, featuring prominent politicians, academics and lawyers, have also called for a worldwide boycott movement against Israel. Press TV's Roshan Mohammed Saleh reports.
Day two of the Russell Tribunal on Palestine in the northern Spanish city of Barcelona. In the morning session, delegates denounced European military and economic support for Israel. They revealed that Romania, France and Germany are the biggest arms exporters to Israel. And they call for the European Union-Israel trade agreement, which gives Israel preferential trading terms, to be torn up. Experts have told the tribunal that the European Union's own rules prohibit it from selling arms to human rights violators like Israel. But they say that European politicians are simply ignoring the European Union's own rules.
Lawyers also told the tribunal that international law obliges courts to pursue Israeli leaders responsible for war crimes in Gaza, as well as prosecuting those who support Israel militarily and economically. And an ex-British government minister called for a worldwide campaign against what she called the apartheid Israeli state.
And it's quite clear that Israel is constantly seeking to expand its borders, wants the land without the people, and is confining the Palestinian people to a series of cruel enclaves that are worse than the Bantustans in South Africa, and imposing collective punishments in a way that breaches all principles.
Meanwhile, one of the co-authors of the United Nations Goldstone report, which accused Israel of war crimes in Gaza, called for a ban on the deadly white phosphorus weapon that Israel used to deadly effect there. He also admitted that the weapons were supplied by the United States.
White phosphorus is a highly toxic, volatile chemical that should never be used in wartime as an obscurant. It was withdrawn from my army in the 1970s. Simple as that. We withdrew it quite simply because we didn't want to imperil wild animals that roamed across our artillery ranges. Contrast that value with the value that dropped 400,000 wedges over the city of Gaza in a matter of several days.
The tribunal's jury will now retire to consider its verdict. It will consider if the European Union is impeding the Palestinian right of self-determination and how the EU should change its policies towards Israel and the Palestinians. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, Barcelona.
Well, Chilean authorities have deployed thousands of extra troops to stop rampant looting and protect citizens already traumatized by a devastating earthquake. President Michelle Bachelet has doubled the number of troops to 14,000 in the wake of widespread looting in some of the worst-hit areas. The second biggest city, Concepcion, has been the scene of chaos as desperate residents vented their anger over slow government response. Officials, however, blame criminals and thugs for involvement in the looting sprees. Bachelet has urged the public to organize mechanisms for self-defense. Meanwhile, the curfew has been extended in Concepcion and three other towns badly damaged by Saturday's 8.8 magnitude quake. Officially, the quake has killed almost 800 people, but the toll is expected to rise as relief teams reach more isolated areas.
The United Nations chief, Ban Ki-moon, has urged Nigerians to back acting President Goodluck Jonathan. According to a statement, the Secretary General has encouraged all people and institutions to continue to throw their weight behind the caretaker government to overcome the current challenges. Former Vice President Jonathan took over from ailing President Umaro Adua on February 9th, who traveled to Saudi Arabia over an acute heart problem. The international community was alarmed about a possible power struggle upon his recent return to Nigeria. However, the former president has not even been seen in the public.
Well, you're watching World News here on Press TV. A quick reminder of the headlines this hour. U.S. media reports say over 1,000 Pakistanis have died in American drone attacks. Dubai seeks arrest warrants for the Israeli prime minister and spy agency head, after further probes into a Hamas official's assassination. And the Chilean president deploys double the number of troops to 14,000 to stop looting in the quake-hit areas.